Wildian's house.
Begins now.
Did you just hear, Riley again going to the European?
We just got done talking about it off the air. I said, you just can't help yourself. Then you go German.
He loves it.
No, I can. German, I can't even really do one consistently. It's just certain words. Wunderkind, yeah. I love Schnitzel. The Schnitzelmann, yeah. I don't know. Scandinavian. Something. Somewhere. This was not. That was not one I had on the list.
Somewhere, so. Oma Taus is listening to the show, thinking that does not sound German to me.
Yeah. I apologize to our German audience.
It's not just the German audience you need to be apologizing to today, Riley. But keep up the great work. All right. So I saw this on the rundown, and again, Riley's doing a great job. He's one of our young rising stars. At ESPN Madison, we're excited about him and Alex G and Hunter and Molly. I mean, we got a lot. We got a deep bench. We're really excited about how many young, talented people we have on our team. There's, of course, the social media queen, Maddie Hayes, who did a great job with our conversation with Christian Yelich. If you haven't seen some of the clips of that that she put together, that was really good. But I believe on the Homer Hour last night, which I don't usually join on Thursdays, but I missed Monday's show, and I don't want to miss time with Brian Bulaga. It's one of my favorite conversations I get to have on the air is when I'm on with him, because Homer shuts up and lets us talk. So we were talking about wide receivers. And Riley, I believe, and we're not replaying the clip, we don't need to, but I believe at the beginning of the conversation, I say these are in no particular order.
Yes, you did say that.
Okay.
But then you listed them in a particular order.
But if you put them in an order, that's like saying, I'm not saying, but I'm saying.
No, because I didn't really put them in an order. I put them, I guess, in order in which they were drafted, but not even that, because I flipped
And I feel like
Your only out on this would be if you went alphabetical. Outside of that, it's subliminally saying,
yeah, but
this
is how I
ranked him.
I started with a guy that we all agree, based on what he's done to this point, can't be that guy yet. He has to prove it. And so the names I said and the order in which I said them, according to Riley Yaukya, get to the chopper!
I'll be back.
No. No animal. You won't be. Watson, Dobbs, Wicks, Reed, Melton. I think those five separate themselves from Heath, Toure, Grant DuBose, Walter Stanley's son, everybody else. Like, those five are the five.
What a take that is. Wow. That's impressive.
Now the question is, can you
undrafted dudes and guys that haven't played are going to be a little bit lower on the depth chart than Watson, Dobbs, Reed.
You want me to have
really?
You want me to have opinions? I gave you one.
I do. That's not an opinion, though. I mean,
my opinion is that those five separate themselves from the others. An opinion.
Who separates? So realistically, I mean, could Green Bay go five wides? Maybe.
They can. Yes, indeed.
They're not going to a ton. We know that.
They
very rarely will do that. I think it will be three, and then four at the most. And I think you're going to see a lot of two tights. I think you're going to see a lot of mixed matching.
I agree.
And who are your three? Because you could say five, but who are your three?
It's a great question.
Third and seven. Here's the deal. Third and seven. Money on the table. You're putting out at one tight, three wides. Who are you putting out there? You're
Luke
in Brazil.
Luke Musgrave.
You're in Brazil. You're down four. It's third and seven. It's a gotta have it.
All right, so I'm trying to get the first down. I'm not going to do one of those third and seven Aaron Rodgers deals.
You're down
where
four.
I go play action and I go
fair,
for the touchdown.
Maybe you will because right, it might be four down territory.
I'm picking this up. I'm getting the first down. I'm playing it safe. I'm not going to try. And if I have to go on fourth down again, sure, I'm not taking the shot play. So I'm not putting Christian Watson in. Thank you for giving me that out. That's exactly what I was looking for. Because then, for me, it's Reed, Wicks, and Dobbs that are on the field.
Oh, well, you know what? Unfortunately, I don't know who Schwartz is. Who's the coordinator in Philly? They changed
Jim Schwartz?
Their,
no, is he still
in, Schwartz is in Cleveland.
Okay. May the Schwartz
well,
be
unfortunately,
with you.
Old Watson ain't in here. Oh, I'm going to pinch a safety. Oh, I just jumped the route on Dobbs. Pick six, game over. Thank you, Matt LaFleur.
No.
Thanks.
No, that's
you just took your biggest weapon out of the game. Nice move.
No, I'm going Shempy. With my most reliable... Shemp? Is that what you just called me?
Yeah. Yeah. We call... I do this with the kids a bunch when they do idiotic things. I'll just call them Shemp because... Shep is the, you know, what an idiot. You know, the Three Stooges, Shep is by far the biggest idiot of the group. He's a much bigger idiot than
Yeah, Kirk. He's not even one of the Three Stooges. He's the fourth Stooge.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, well, maybe maybe Watson's not
you
healthy enough to
play. You just cost the Packers the a chance to get off to a hot start.
I am costing the Packers a win by not having Watson on the field, given that he is not the most consistent catcher of the football, and that I am calling a play designed to get the first down, not to go for the whole kit and caboodle.
You know how you get spacing on first downs? You know how you get spacing
on
third
downs?
Yeah,
with a guy that takes the top off the defense, sure. Yeah, I gotcha. But I want Reed on the field.
Yeah, he's
right?
on there.
I want Dobbs on the field, who has the best rapport with
he's
the quarterback. And yep. I want Wicks on the field because he gets off the line of scrimmage like Davante Adams and gets open. Those are
like
my three.
Davante Adams, really?
Yes.
Really?
Yep. I'm going to
text Davante and say, man, Wicks is...
As a matter of fact, I have had this conversation with him.
Okay. And what have you heard?
I would say that he cautiously says that he sees the parallels. I think I wrote about it early in the season.
Davante said that he sees the parallels with Dontavian Wicks and himself.
Let me go back in my archives.
Wow, indeed.
Let me go back in the archives, the Wisconsin State Journal archives. I'll get back to you on this. But I did talk to Davante about him during the season, and he does. He can see why the comparisons are being made. Let me find the story. Let me ask you then. Since you poo-pooed, and you definitely poo-pooed my three wide receiver set, who are you putting out there? You're obviously dropping Wicks and putting Watson out there?
I just told you. Yeah. I don't think I could be any more clear. It's just like a Riley impersonation, very upfront. Christian Watson, when healthy, needs to be on the football
field. Who you were putting out there.
He has a different skill set, like Liam Meeson in Taken. He has a different skill set that these other guys don't have. So, yes, I think Wicks has potential to grow into something that could be really good, but he does not have the world-class speed that Christian Watson has. And I continue just to go back to, I believe it was against, the Eagles that he outran on that slant route a couple years ago?
He did, yes, from Jordan Love for a touchdown. When
so
they were
what I would love, what I would love to see is, we're down four. We're in Brazil. We're sweating. It's hot. Hit
so
me with a little quick slant for
you,
six.
You want to win it. You're looking
hit
to
me with a
little
quick spot for six. So, yeah, Romeo Dobbs deserves it. He's proven it. He's earned that right. He deserves to be on the field.
Okay.
Jaden Reed's the same thing. Both guys have proven that to a degree that I feel really comfortable.
Okay.
And then that third spot to me is, somebody's got to jump and take it. And Christian Watson, when healthy, which is a monster caveat.
That's a pretty big caveat, yeah.
But he's healthy. It's the opening day. We just got him back from Madison. His hamstrings are all healed up, and he is balling. And he's going to be out there. He's going to make a difference. And we're getting that first down. We're going to go into game. That's the three I'm going with. So,
okay.
Yeah, I'm. That's where I'm at.
All right, Shemp. When are you playing the other two guys then? How much are you playing Melton? How much are you playing Wicks?
Play action pass. I want them to be in. You know, I'm going to get them snaps, but when the money's on the table, those are my three.
Riley, are you in on Team Tausch on this?
Run that by me again.
Attaboy.
I was.
Just give me an impression. Hey, give me a Jaden Reed impression. How's that?
I can't do a Jaden Reed impression. Maybe a Bo Melton impression. Hey, see you at work tomorrow.
Wait, what?
Is that Bo Melton?
Have you seen Bo Melton? It's Bo Melton, the one that has the straight face all the time, correct? That has no emotion when he plays?
That's Romeo
yesterday.
Dobbs.
Oh, it's Romeo Dobbs.
Dobbs is a flatliner.
Yeah. It was a Romeo
Even
Dobbs
keeled.
Clip I saw yesterday where he's
very
like...
Very flatlined.
Hey, see you at work tomorrow. And that was...
Woody Woodpecker.
What is that, Woody Woodpecker?
Is that Woody Woodpecker? Yep.
There's that, more like Elmer Fudd.
All right, I'm gonna ask this question on Twitter because I'm curious now. You get the line. It's 3rd and 7, late in the game against the Eagles. You're going 3 wides, a tight end, and a back. Who are the 3 wide receivers you're putting on the field if you're Matt LaFleur?
Well, and who's the tight end?
I'm going Musgrave. He's going to get wide open. He's going to trip and fall, but he's going to get the first down around the 10-yard line. That's what I
like
think
a fawn. Like a fawn.
Like a newborn fawn. We've got some of those in our backyard right now, by the way. All right, we'll get that question in the field.
Because you're firing apples out there, Adam.
Yeah, well, we're trying to take
if
care
I'm
of
If I'm a fawn, them. I'm hanging out there, too. You got all that bird feed from Fleet Farm, and you got apples?
Yeah, we have bird feed from Fleet Farm. We have corn for the deer from Fleet Farm. We got apples from the grocery store. And all of it is safely insured by American Family Insurance.
Yeah, we just were talking. We know Jordan Love will be out in Brazil with the Green Bay Packers, at least we think, as long as that contract gets done. He's a great AmFam ambassador, and you know what? We love American Family Insurance around here, and, you know, it's that time of the year again. Nobody, even Riley Elk up in Section 429, tailgates like Brewers fans. But what if I told you that American Family Insurance can help take your tailgating to the next level? Enter the Superfan Tailgate Sweepstakes. All expenses paid day at American Family Field with your own personal chef for you and 5 friends. You'll get field-level tickets, gift cards to some of your favorite spots at the stadium, and more. Go to amfam.com/brewer to enter today. No purchases necessary. Dream fearlessly. Insure carefully.
We'll put this question in the field. You could chime in as well. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. I'm going to need a camera.
Are you juggling here? Should we send a YouTube? Are you going to juggle here, or are you going to take a break?
Let's hold off, because I want to get this question in the field for the good of the show.
Okay.
But I will be happy to juggle. Your buddy Greg, our expert photoshopper, has photoshopped me at Lambeau Field juggling very dangerous items, which lets you know that it's a Photoshop. It's not real. But who are your 3 wides? You're going 3 wide receivers, a tight end, and a back. It's 3rd and 7. Packers are down 4 late in Brazil to the Eagles. Who are your ride or die 3 wide receivers?
You know what I'd like to see you do here? And I don't tell you how to. Your social media skills are a lot better than mine.
Mm-hmm.
But what I would like to see is your guys versus my guys. What are Packer fans on board with?
Okay, we'll pull that separately, because I'm also trying to retweet the video feed so people watch more. You know, I'm on top of it.
Look at you. Keep
I
it
got
up.
You.
Keep
I got
up the
you.
Good work. Keep up the good work.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella at 855-PELLA-WI or visit online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Question is in the field. The poll is not yet in the field. So we will have a poll next. We're going to just push the juggling back. Or we can do it while I'm talking. Because I'm skilled enough that I can do it and host a radio show. Because that's how good I am. Channeling my inner Jesse Nelson telling you how great I am. But the question is in the field. It's 3rd and 7. The Go Pack Go are down 4. The G&G. Late in the opener in Brazil against #FlyEaglesFly. Matt LaFleur wants to go 3 wides. If you're Matt LaFleur, who are the 3? getting a ton of responses. Gerard!
I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to say this before we hear from our great Gerard. If Reed and Dobbs aren't on your list, I don't know if I could take it seriously.
Okay, like, so you called me Shimp earlier, which would indicate you weren't taking me seriously, and I had both of those guys on my list.
Shimp is more of a fun. It's a fun term of endearment.
I think we should. But Josh, come on, man. I think we should, because that's been taken both. Already. I think we should do. You've been shimped.
Shimpy. I'm fine with that. That's probably true. Come on, Shimp. I just like the tone of voice the way Charles does it. Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, Shimp. All right, I'm good with come on, Shimp.
All right.
I don't understand. We've had, I don't know how many times we've discussed Romeo Dobbs the last 4 or 5 months.
Underrated.
He is so underappreciated. Why he is it because he's a flatliner and he's not
He's posting videos and whatnot.
The dude is productive, man. Mm-hmm. Like, we have to stop with, I mean, I'm not going to tell you how to think. I'm going to tell you how I think and why I think what you're doing isn't right.
It's shimpy.
But that's not going to, I'm not telling you how to think. But to not have Romeo Dobbs, again, this is all under the qualifications of everybody being healthy. I feel like I need to, even though I am a Christian Watson cat because I saw the talent,
wiry.
I think I'm going to have to bring Romeo Dobbs into the Tausch stand category and start promoting and pushing him more.
Madden cover?
Because I feel like he is, I feel like he is just so under...
Criminally.
Like, he's an afterthought for too many Packer fans, and I think he's going to have a bust-out year. But I don't think he's going to be the number one wideout. So I'm fighting that battle because he's not. I just don't think they're going to. I think he is going to be steady Eddie number two, and everybody else is going to be jockeying around him for the 1 and 3 spot. That's what I envision this.
So Jesse Nelson, who we do
we'll
not
call him the Big Deuce. We'll call Romeo the Big Deuce because he's going to be the number two wideout.
This reminds me, James Jones had agreed to come on the program, and then we ran out of show one day after he landed. I need to circle back with him, because do you agree with... Because James Jones once led the NFL in receiving touchdowns in a season. He wasn't no slouch, but I think he was probably criminally underrated during his Packers career.
Well, but in fairness to that, and yes, he definitely was. Like, James Jones will be a Packer Hall of Famer. James Jones had a great career.
He did.
But in fairness, he also had, he didn't have a bunch of unproven young guys that he was fighting with for that battle.
No.
Star Galactica.
He was behind Jennings.
He was with G-Gen.
Nelson.
And Cobber. And, yes, so, and Devontae. So, I actually say, all right, I give you the benefit of the doubt on J.J. because J.J. knew his role, and he did it exactly the way he was supposed to. Mm-hmm. And when he got an opportunity late in his career to kind of elevate because of injuries, he did. So, J.J., I think people, there's nobody here that's like, oh, J.J. They're going to say J.J. had a really good career.
He did, but he was still in the moment. I don't think we thought he was as good as he actually was. That's all. That's all I'm saying. And I think that's what's happening to Dobbs here, too.
But he was, I mean, J.J. was a 2-3. He was a 2-3 guy.
He was, right. No, and
he never was a 1-2 guy.
That's why it feels like this is a really good parallel. Like, regardless of Jesse
Nelson. I think
Nelson,
Dobbs is...
he's better than Alan Lazard, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. Is Dobbs going to be more on the 1-2 spectrum compared to the 2-3 spectrum? That's the question.
No, the question is Christian Watson healthy or not? Because that impacts where he is. It just does. I mean, it's possible that it'll be Reed and Wicks that turn out to be 1 and 2. And
Greg Cosell
is
in your camp. He loves Wicks.
Yeah.
Loves him.
Yeah. There was a stat from your buddy Bill Barnwell. It took a lot of reading to get to it, but that the Packers had 3 wide receivers who averaged more than 2 yards per route run, and Wicks was among them. And, again, there's a lot of Wicks. I don't want to call it hype because I'm not.
What do you mean?
What do you mean what it means? He averages.
Don't you think most people run long, more than
no,
two
no, no,
yards
not the distance of the routes.
Oh,
so if you run,
what a dumb stat that is.
So if you run,
what does everybody run at bubble screens? I don't get that.
Well, if you'd stop talking, I'll explain it to you.
You know the rule. You know this deal.
Well, you bet I do. So it's the number of routes run, not targets. So if you run a route on a pass play and you don't get the ball, that's one route run. If you run a route and you get targeted and it's incomplete, that's another route run. And then if you get the ball thrown to you and you catch it, that's a route run also. So you total up all the number of routes that you've run, and you take the total number of yards receiving that you have, and you divide them by the number of routes you ran during the season, and apparently, and look, I'm not... Hey, whoa, Jim! Wake up.
No, I'm just... Oh, okay, thanks. I just... Like,
I'm not... You know, Jesse
thanks,
called
Bill
Aaron,
Nye? Bill Nye, the wide receiver guy. Like, just break... Like, what a dumb analytical stat that is. I'm sorry, that's dumb.
Okay, first of all, I
well,
love...
when you do this, and then you divide this by this, and do. Yeah.
And then
yeah,
you need the cosine
Jason,
and
quick
the tangents.
Note. Wide receivers run routes. Thank you, Bill. Like, come on. Come on, Shep.
Bill,
come on,
Shep. Bill. All right, Bill Barnwell, not Bill Nye. I am not, as Jesse so eloquently called Aaron Schatz of Football Outsiders and ESPN, an analytics nerd. However, I do believe that that subset of NFL analysts looks at yards per route run as an indicator of productivity. I didn't know that literally until I saw this story. But this is a rarity. And Josh DiMaggio, who feels fantastic today, says yards per pass route run is historically one of the most indicative stats of success. So,
okay.
Again, I'm sorry that I bored you.
According
it's
to
not
who?
My statistic.
According to
Big Cat.
To Bill?
Okay. According to Josh DiMaggio. We'll fact check that coming up. The time has come for another Riley Yauch voice.
Ooh. You think the wide receivers is your ally? I was born in the Matt LaFleur offense, molded by it. I did not see Dan Campbell till I was already a man, and by then he was only blinding.
Now, I will say this.
Really good.
Thank you.
Really good.
Again, a risky move to go Bane, which is Jesse's signature voice. By the way, is Jesse threatened
that's
by
not,
you?
Well, that's not Bane. That's Sean Connery.
No,
that ain't Bane.
No, that's
was
Bane.
It was Bane.
So now not
no! That's 100% yes. Sean Connery. That ain't Bane.
I don't even know who Sean Connery is.
Oh, my God. You're telling me you didn't think that was Sean Connery?
I knew it was Bane. It was maybe Sean Connery playing Bane. It was not so I was a little surprised by your reaction. Well, now I know because you thought it was a Sean Connery.
Yes.
It was Bane. And again, a risky maneuver. The good news
is I'm telling you right now, of the people listening to this show live, I would bet 90% thinks that was Sean Connery.
Guess we got to pull it.
I'm not pulling. I'm going to pull the wide receiver thing. All right. Riley, I think Riley's playing four-dimensional chess here because he's thinking, Jesse's my boss.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse is kind of controls some of my future at ESPN Madison.
True.
So if I turn out to be better than him at voices, he's going
to
hold that against me. And I don't want to do that, so I'm going to bring out my worst voices when I'm on with Wilde and Tausch. I can take the heat from old boy and Jay Bird mm-hmm. getting after me, and it allows okay. Jesse not to feel threatened by my great ventriloquism and my great imitation work. I think that's what he's doing, because I got to say, for somebody who put this in his birthday bio, This has been underwhelming.
Okay, let me just say, it was the question for the survey was, what's something people you don't think people would know about you? And that's something I don't think people knew, that I had all these mediocre impressions in my back pocket.
Are you sure the question wasn't, what is something that people don't know about you that you don't want them to know about you?
That would have worked as well.
That's harsh.
That's probably true. When it's not harsh, well, what is harsh is winter and the impact it has on your pavement, your concrete, your asphalt. So you better call Johnson & Sons Paving.
You do. Summer is here, but before you know it, you're going to be prepping for winter, and Johnson & Sons Paving wants to make sure you're ready by remembering the 3 R's of parking lot and asphalt maintenance. Reseal every 2 to 3 years. Repair when you see signs of cracking or potholes. And replace if there's constant standing water, warping, buckling, or sinking. Don't scare those customers or tenants with a bad parking lot. Connect with Johnson & Sons today to fix those minor repairs before they become huge headaches. Visit JohnsonAndSonsPaving.com right now to schedule an appointment.
So we have a... By the way, have you gotten me on their to-do list yet? Because there's some real cracking in the driveway, and we're shooting a lot in the driveway right now. Since I'm a little concerned, we need to maybe make some adjustments to our driveway. Yeah. So get me on the schedule, boss, with Johnson and Sons Paving. All right, I don't want to put Riley in a tough spot here, because Lord knows he already has with his invitations. But are we able to get Josh DiMaggio on our show live? Because there's two reasons I ask this. One, his voice has been a struggle today, and he manned up, he grinded his way through Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. So I want to hear how bad his voice is. That's one. Two, he is pushing this yards per route run statistic like he is an analytics nerd. And I would like for him to discuss that with you. Riley, do you
like
have the
capability? He's a Bill Barnwell lackey is what it sounds like.
Not Bill Nye, Bill Barnwell.
Sabermetrics guy.
Are you able to get him into our program next?
If he is willing to be on the program, I am confident I am able to get him on.
All right. In the vein of Jesse Nelson making sure that he designates other people to do his work, I'm going to turn that job over to you. You see if you can get Josh on the air. We'll discuss yards per route run and how fantastic he may feel. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Missed any of the show? Find us on Wisconsin On Demand wherever you get your podcasts. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's for you.
We have our very own analytics nerd. Now, there were some I feel fantastics being thrown around this morning, right? Have you heard Josh today, Tausch? Have you heard his voice?
I have not, no.
Okay.
No.
There were comparisons. For those of you that are recent additions to the Wilde and Tausch family, once upon a time, Mark Tauscher lost his voice. But being the gamer he was, like he was as a player, playing through injury, he tried to do the show. And at one point, he uttered the memorable phrase, "I feel fantastic."
I feel fantastic.
There it is. There it is. That hotkey remains. We can't find the drum roll, but we got that. And apparently, Josh sounded a lot like him. But Josh is so adamant about this statistic. Yards per route run, that he is going to marshal his voice resources to explain it to him. Explain it to Tausch why this is indicative of wide receiver success. Big Cat, are you there?
I am here. I'm happy to
Raspy
report.
Cat!
My voice does sound better. Riley has a clip there that I sent of what I sounded like a few hours ago. My voice has done this thing for the past 3 days where it starts out really bad, and then as I go throughout the day, it continually improves. I did do my best Tausch impression, though, Riley, if you have that ready to play.
I feel bad for the guy, but he sounds like Tausch when he tried to do the show, and he's like, I feel fantastic. So thank God.
I feel fantastic.
He started. That's the first time we've heard Joshy's voice, by the way. Like, we heard him in the production meeting this morning, and then we were like, hey, buddy, take five. Like,
that did. That was very I feel fantastic-esque. And by the way, who was the caller? Because kudos to them for dropping a Tausch I feel fantastic imitation on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
That was
a callback on top of it.
That was Justin in Middleton. So I believe, obviously, a loyal listener to all the shows.
Thank you for your loyalty, Justin. We appreciate you. All right, Josh,
I think you sound good.
I think you sound fantastic. All right, now, I don't want you to talk too much, but it sounds to me like you are adamant that this is a good statistic, which I believe Tausch called dumb or stupid or shemp, something negative. So explain it to him.
Yeah, I mean, yards per route run is a strongly predictive stat that uses routes run, a big sample size, as the denominator against the yards received. So what you're doing is it's how many times you're on the field, how many times you're getting open, and how many times are you catching that ball. It's used in various different, it's used for various predictive matters where if somebody at a certain point exceeds that, they look good at it. It's not as easy as total yards because sometimes yardage can be a little misleading. When you do yards per route run, you're taking how often are you on the field and how often are you the person targeted. There is noise with every stat that you can add into it, but it's a relatively like high confidence interval in terms of here's how much this guy matters, and here is a predictive way to say this guy's going to earn more and more targets and yards as he develops throughout his career.
So in what way does it mitigate the I'm stuck with Aiden O'Connell, but I'm still really good, I'm Davante Adams aspect? Does it in any way help you to be viewed as a better player even if you have a less than desirable quarterback throwing it to you?
There are ways to do that, and a lot of times it's just like adjusted yards per route run where it takes off target balls and all that.
And who's doing the adjusting there? Who are these people?
I mean, it's often just if a ball's determined uncatchable, it's who's ever watching the film on that, which is a lot of it. I mean, there's ways to do it. You can do targets per route run as well, because that's also indicative of how often is the ball getting thrown your direction.
How often are you getting open, right?
Yes. Yep. So, like, there's different ways to cut it, but if yards per route run will tell you the same thing a targets per route run or a adjusted yards per route run also. It's just that's the one most easily for us to all kind of comprehend because it is simple. How many yards are you getting every time you run a route?
So who were the leaders in the NFL last season? That will help us understand whether or not this is pertinent or not.
Yeah, the leaders last year were Tyreek Hill, Nico Collins, Brandon Ayuk, Justin Jefferson, Jalen Waddle, CeeDee Lamb, Amon-Ra St. Brown, A.J. Brown, Puka Nacua, and Rashi Rice. That is your top 10.
Those are all pretty good players, Tausch.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can always find stats that will, you know, be... Also, we'll then go to who had the most yards last year. Who had the most catches? And you know what? That stat's going to say pretty much the same thing that Big Cat just said with this made-up new analytical stat.
Right, but what you're doing when you're talking about a rookie wide receiver is you're taking out the noise of simply... Because, yes, Justin Jefferson gets targeted 12 to 15 times a game, but somebody like Dontavian Wicks, who isn't on the field for every play, who's getting switched in and out, when he is on the field, he is other. If you were to match it to people who run a similar amount of routes, he's towards the top because when he's on the field, he's getting open more often.
This is a per capita thing. This is kind of like a per capita thing.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're taking out the noise by putting in the full amount and dividing against...
You're bringing the funk.
Exactly.
You're taking out the noise, but you're bringing the
funk.
Heck
yeah, brother.
I like that.
Okay, heck yeah, brother. I've been hearing that a lot lately. Where did that come from? I'm hearing the girls use that a lot. All right, so I guess my question now is, Tausch, have you been convinced that this is a useful statistic, or are you still a doubter?
It makes more sense because initially I thought, who cares about a two-yard route? That was where this started to where it is now. So, yeah, I mean, anytime you can get a better snapshot of how someone's doing with their opportunities, but eventually if you're making the most of those opportunities, you're going to get more and more opportunities. And if you don't, there's a reason you're not.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a really, I think, where Big Cat swayed me a little bit is the young players that have not made a name for themselves yet but are really taking advantage of the limited opportunities that they get. That's where this stat will, I think, help maybe guide some of these front offices into saying, well, if he's doing this with this limited sample size, let's give him more so that we can see what he does with that. That part makes sense, but just to say, well, Tyreek Hill did it, and Rashid, all these other guys, you know, A.J. Brown, yeah, great. They're some of the best players in the league, so that's how it should be. And when you look at Dontavian Wicks and Jaden Reed, it gives you a barometer to say, well, maybe this is the way they can go. But they still have to, when they get all these routes and they get all these, how are you going to do when you're the number one? Because does this also factor in, I'm going against somebody's number one corner? Because it's a heck of a lot easier for Dontavian Wicks to come in as the fourth wideout going against some nickel slot that was, you know, sitting on a street last or sitting in a church last week. You know what I mean?
You just put him on the street. You never do that.
I pulled him back.
Then you took him out of his home and into his church.
I heard it. Pulled him back.
All right, Joshy, we appreciate you using some of what you have as a voice to explain this. I thought you did a really good job of explaining it. I don't think you successfully convinced old T. I think he's in the...
No, I just told you.
Well,
he did make me think.
I want to say, I agree. I agree with his general point. I think it's more predictive for young... It's more valuable for young players with limited opportunity than it is to look at, yeah, no blank, Justin Jefferson and Tyreek Hill get a lot of yards per out run. I think that the best way to view it is with young players and people with limited opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm... The other thing, you have to also factor in, it's a heck of a lot easier blocking a defensive end that was on a practice squad five times than blocking Rashawn Gary. You know, because you could say, well, this guy's win rate's really good. Well, yeah, he's playing in the fourth quarter of a preseason game. Your win rate should be better than if you're playing in Brazil. And you know, so everything matters when you're talking about grabbing data points. This does give you a good indicator of someone's potential, and I think that's the part that I maybe poo-pooed a little early.
For the record, Tyreek Hill, the leader, 1,861 yards receiving from 500 routes run. That's 3.72 yards per route run for Tyreek Hill.
I'll tell you what, he's a leader in a lot of things. If you see it, he's a leader in a lot of things.
He's the Sean Kemp of the NFL, some might say.
Oh, my gosh.
Joshy, thanks for chiming in, buddy. We appreciate
you. Thanks, guys.
Tausch, speaking of leaders,
yeah.
I know you don't like to stop when you're on the road, but when you see the Quick Trip sign, I know you will.
Well, we're heading down. I'm not going to get into all the details, but we're heading down to a Brewer game. And we're going to make some stops because we're tailgating. We're going to make a bunch of stops at Quick Trip. I just see they got cheese that's on a great deal. They always have great deals, and there's nothing quite like a stop at Quick Trip. You know what you want to do when it's going to be 90 degrees? Get yourself one of those ice-cold, refreshing drinks. I don't know, like an ice-cold Coke. And you know what? Not only do you get
cheese.
That refreshing Coke and cheese, but you also can make yourself a little bit of cash. Play the Coca-Cola Summer Cash Grab Pull Tab game daily this summer in your Quick Rewards app. You can enter into the weekly winner drawing where Quick Trip is giving away a total of $500,000 this summer. 10 weekly winners, and you get $25,000 each. When you go to the gas pump, they'll show the winner. Big old face right on her, $25,000 in your pocket. And on the final week, the winner gets $250,000. 500 grand given away just for playing the Coca-Cola Summer Cash Grab Pull Tab game on the Quick Rewards app. can even earn extra chances to win by using your quick rewards every time you purchase Coke, Monster Energy, Powerade, Body Armor, Smart Water, or Core Power Elite products. Download the Quick Rewards app today. See quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for full details.
The poll is in the field. And right now, all of the votes are for one of us. I think that'll change during the commercial break, but the immediate initial returns in the first 30 seconds were all voting for one of us. The question on Twitter, so you can try and answer it, is this. Answering our which three Packers receivers do you want out there on 3rd and 7 with the game on the line question, Tausch took Watson, Dobbs, Reed. I took Dobbs, Reed, Wicks. Of those trios, which team are you on? Team Tausch or Team Wilde? We'll see what the balloting says next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Overdue for a Riley voice, although my enthusiasm has waned slightly, I have to admit. Riley, you got one to get me back on board?
I do. I don't know if it's going to get you back on board, but I can do it for you. I don't think anyone's going to be able to guess the character that I'm impersonating here, but it's not Yosemite Sam, but you know, he's kind of like got that prospector vibe to him, you know? I don't know what I'm doing here. Where's Jesse Nelson at? Yeah,
you said prospector. Now I can't do anything other than guess that it's the prospector toy from Toy Story 3.
No,
is it?
It's not Stinky Pete. I don't think this
Stinky
is not very
Pete.
Common.
That's what I was looking for. Thank you. No.
I'd love if I could do a Stinky Pete impression, though. That'd be pretty good. You ever watch the TV show Gravity Falls?
Tausch seems like he's just out at this point.
I don't have any clue.
Bring back Liam Neeson.
I'm not bringing back Liam Neeson. It wasn't even a Liam Neeson impression, dadgummit.
Gravity Falls. I think the girls have watched that once or twice.
Yeah, so who is this?
It's old man.
Did we say who this is?
Old
yet?
Man McGucket from Gravity Falls. It's a cartoon. It was on Disney Channel. I think it's pretty
right
good.
Right after The Sweet Life with Zach and Cody. All right. So thank you for your efforts.
Of course.
Mercifully, we only have 56 minutes left of show. Here's the poll question.
That was, I'm going to say this, that was by far, and maybe I'm just because I'm older than Riley. Riley's the only producer that's kind of young, though. He's got that young spirit about him. Jesse
Alex Cravat's a young guy. He's got a young spirit. He's playing for the Madison Radicals.
Wasn't he talking pretty old, though, when he was hosting with us?
Well, I don't remember when Alex Cravat hosted with us.
I don't have a clue.
Remember, I
don't have a clue who that was.
Wooly.
Oh, Wooly's the old guy. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Hunter's right here. Is Hunter not the old guy?
He's older
Hunter's
than
old.
Gerald Ford.
He's older.
All right, the question, whose team are you on? Tausch is Watson, Dobbs, Reed. I am Dobbs, Reed, Wicks. It's still very early. But as of now, 64.4%. This guy, me,
old
Team Wilde. I even put myself second just to make sure that I wasn't accused of trying to skew the results. Team Tausch, 37.5%. You're gaining. You just gained on me in between updates there. So you're making progress. Look, Tausch, no offense. I don't think it's you. I think it's Watson. This is a litmus test for how you feel about Watson. If you're confident he's going to be healthy,
at their
you
peaks,
want him on the field.
I totally agree. At their peaks, when both are healthy, who's been more productive?
Well, that's not fair. Watson's had much more opportunity than Wicks has. Come on, man. Come
Josh's,
on, Shemp.
What is Josh's analytics firm tell you on a 2 yards
I believe, per catch? I believe it would tell you that Wicks is more productive. I'll have to check those numbers.
Yeah,
but that is where things stand. Make sure you vote on X, as the kids like to call it, with all of your polling there. But it's still very early. Plenty of time left to vote in that poll. All right, I want to remind you that if you are voting for the best law firm when it comes to injury